Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in for Relationship Wednesdays. I'm Dr. Nefertiti Noel.
And I'm Darren Noel.
Started a little bit on the startup. Sorry about that. We're here tonight just to talk about really a hot relationship topic. You know, we've talked about in the past couple of years of doing the show a lot of interesting topics, and tonight we want to talk about older women, younger men, will it work? So, or can it work? See, it's so interesting how different things are than they were maybe just in 2000 or maybe just in the 90s. So the world is changing, and people's options are open. And for those who are open to change and differences, you know, you can date in so many different ways now.
Yeah.
And it's always been acceptable for, excuse me, older men to date younger women.
Definitely.
But it's not always been acceptable. And I still don't think it's necessarily widely accepted for older women to date younger men, but we're seeing a lot more of that.
We are seeing a lot more of that now. I think it was happening maybe behind the scenes a lot. People would keep those type relationships secret, you know, kind of on the down low. But now it's becoming more prevalent that people are open with it. You see a lot of most of the stars, them doing it, so quote unquote stars doing it. You know, TV shows about it, cougars, cougar town, that terminology. You know, probably 5 years ago, I'd never even heard of that term, cougar, you know. But now, you know, oh, she's a cougar, he's a cub, that type of thing.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's a cub. He's a cougar and a cub. This vernacular is out there now. And I think, to me, within the last 5 years, so I do see a prevalence of it in becoming more visible in the last 5 years.
And it also happens in friendship circles. I have to be honest with you. You know, I'm on Facebook, and there was a friend of mine on Facebook that posted a bunch of pictures. And I was friends with this guy way back in the day.
Right.
So I looked at the picture, and the lady on the picture looked vaguely familiar. So I posted, "Oh, my goodness, your mom still looks so good."
Oh.
And he responded back with, "Oh, that's my lady." I was like, oh, she has nice hair. So I was trying to pull myself out of the hole I had dug when it occurred to me that it didn't even dawn on me that he was posing with a girlfriend. I saw the, 20-year age gap,
right.
And I just literally assumed that that was his mother. And I shouldn't have done that. I mean, that clearly should not have been. But it was interesting what the Facebook feedback was, because other people were like, "Oh, yeah, his mom does look nice." And another person was like, "Oh, I knew that was his girlfriend. You didn't." And I really didn't. And it really wasn't meant to be negative. And it's just – I hear tell of that a lot. How people go, "Oh, you know, my brother showed up with his friend or whatever. I thought it was his professor. He's busy telling me it's his girlfriend." And so people are learning how to manage the age difference with women being older than men particularly.
Yeah, exactly. It's a relatively new phenomenon to be out in the public. So it's something that's going to have to be taken used to. You know, it can be taken aback. You see the couple, they could be walking together. "Oh, hey, this is your mom, this is your aunt," you know, something like that. Oh, but now they're holding hands, and people take a second look. Wait, what am I looking at, you know?
But you know what's interesting, Dee? I don't know why people are so taken aback by it, except for, like, people expect an older man to get, like, they say, "Oh, he upgraded for a younger model." But they don't expect women to upgrade to a younger model.
And I think, I see, you know, the older man, younger woman, that's more prevalent, I would say, versus the older woman, younger man. But if a man goes too young, he does get a little – people look at him with the eye of suspect a little bit.
Not too much, though. I mean, if look, we have seen folks that are like 70 with 25-year-old girlfriends.
I mean, everybody's like, "We don't know what that's about."
No,
but we don't know
that it's not real.
She just after the money. He just after, you know.
After the fact.
The young sex. She just after the money, whatever. Everybody's like, "Yeah, that ain't real." You know.
So, right.
You know, they may not say it to someone's face, but a lot of, especially if there's a huge age gap, people are like, "You know, that's not real."
But it could be, and I think that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're an older woman and you are with a younger man, can it work? And if you're a younger man and you're talking to older women, what's that about and how do you make it work?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think a lot of the skills that any relationship's going to have to take work would apply to this relationship, okay, as well. But there is some interesting thing. I mean, an additional to what the normal relationships have to deal with, you know, the disagreements, things of that nature in a relationship, you're also going to have to handle, when you're talking about the different social views, okay, of you're out and about in public, like you mentioned on Facebook, you're bringing this person around. You know, you're going to have to deal with how society views their relationships, the comments they may make with you. You know, you come to a restaurant, people may make comments to you, people you don't even know. Your friends may joke with you if you're the woman or if you're the man. You know, mm-hmm. they may, hey, you know, jab you in the ribs or something like that, kidding around, whatever the case may be. So that may be, you have to be able to handle that. And even your family may not accept that. You know, what? You bring an older woman, you're say you're the younger man, you bring an older woman to meet your mom, you're like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are you with my son?
Right.
You know?
Right.
That can definitely happen.
But I have had some people tell me that they hope that their son gets an older woman who's more financially stable because they don't feel like he'll ever really be able to handle a family financially.
That's a good point. And I think that's, you know, that brings me to one thing I want to talk about is why this trend seems to be increasing. Okay? Let me hit on that. I picked this article. This is from NBCNews.com on health and web MD health resource. And the article is called Older Woman, Younger Man Relationship. And they talk about this trend of this increasing older woman, younger man relationship. They mention a few things here. That one, older women are looking better every day, okay, due to everybody's working out more, into health, medical advances. So a lot of women are taking – everybody is focusing on health more.
So wait a minute. Basically, this article is saying that women were all hacks before now that they can get surgery.
Well, I think people become more healthy, more health-focused,
okay.
Trying to live longer. You know, you got the baby boomers who are out there now. You know, these are baby boomers are known for, you know, we want to stay young. We don't want to, you know, lose the vitality we have. We still want to play, do all these things. So women are – focusing on that a little bit more possibly than in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a possible reason for the increase in these type of relationships. Okay, we say women are more likely to come back into the dating market due to divorce
mm-hmm.
or a longer than expected lifespan. Okay, so
I really think a lot of the older women, younger men, is because a lot of there's two things that are happening for women as they age. One, I think a lot of people are putting an expiration date on women. Like, literally, the article, when you look at older men and younger women, they never say, due to medical advances, older men are living longer and looking better.
Right.
But when we talk about women, oh, you don't look as bad like an old cat as we thought you were.
Right, you look great at your age. Right,
right. Right. And I just feel like a lot of times older women end up, they've been alone for a while, and they don't want to be alone anymore.
Sure, okay.
And younger men, I mean, like, you know, I don't consider myself an older woman here, but
right.
I have had men like, 19, 20, 21. I'm like, dude. yeah, like, you're a boy. Like, back up. Not only am I married, you're a boy. Like, you're
right.
a 19-year-old boy. Like, you're wet behind the ears. You need to, like, move forward. And I think a lot of times it's just that I feel like younger men feel like if they can catch an older woman, they've pulled in a prize. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I think for younger women, they've been older women, they've been alone for a while. They don't want to be alone anymore.
Right. So it could be said, you know what? Older woman situation, but I've been alone. I haven't found Mr. Right in this bracket. Guess what? I don't want to be alone. Guess what? I'm going to open up my horizon.
Yeah.
Something what I may not have considered before, now I'm going to consider. Why?
Absolutely.
My time is kind of running. Possibly, quote unquote,
well,
running out.
People don't want to be alone.
I don't want to be
it's
alone.
It's not even time running out. Sometimes people just want to be happy, and they don't want to go through the rigmarole of, okay, so, like, everybody's 50 or 52.
Mm-hmm.
Whose money are we going to put together? You both got grown kids. Who's going to deal with the grown kids? I mean, they don't want the drama. And sometimes older women and younger men, the younger man doesn't have all of the social drama that an older guy might have.
Absolutely.
I think another thing, just like the article said, is I see so many women that are divorcing. So maybe they divorced at 40, 45, but
right.
they don't want to be alone.
Right.
You know, who wants to be alone for 40 years to suffer the cause? I mean, who does that benefit? And so I think you're finding a lot more women out in the market, and everybody's kind of competing, so to speak, for the same pool of men. So
right. It's
sometimes it can be a helpful thing to dig in another group than the one that you're in.
Good point. So all the other 45-year-old men, half of them are married off already. Other ones are divorced or whatever, or have baggage. You know, let me start with something fresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at 25, you just don't have the baggage that you do at 45.
Right.
None of the baggage. You don't have the credit baggage. You don't have the, you know, I meet so many people that just don't want the baggage that comes along with an older guy.
Understandable. The article, another reason for the trend is not as many women are looking for the white picket fence and two cars and kind of this suburban life, settled down lifestyle. They're looking for more companionship, travel, want to have more fun. So they're not looking to really settle down. So they want to have that spontaneity, mm-hmm. things of that nature.
And I think that's interesting because I feel like a lot is changing with the expectations. Like it used to be people kind of thought men are supposed to earn the money and women can earn money, but the man's supposed to be the sole provider. And now that's another, like, that's huge for me to hear people say that they don't need a man to pay all their bills. They can pay the bills for them and the man. I mean, that's just a new concept.
Right. You bring that up there because they also mention here, you know, women can be looking for men who have less developed careers, okay, than them. So because they're the main breadwinner, you know, they don't want to take less. Like, they want to have a younger man who's not as far along in his career. He can stay home and take care of the kid and follow her and her career path. Mm-hmm. You know, she's looking to become a vice president or whatever the case may be, CEO of a company, you know, and she doesn't want to follow her husband's career. Hey, let me follow a younger man. He's willing to move around with me.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a reason why, okay? For the younger man part, the article mentions they'll maybe look interested in an older woman some fun. She's fun to talk to. She's more financially settled. She's more adept sexually, experimental. She's more interesting, things of that nature.
I think a lot of people say they don't want to marry their mama, but a lot of people want to marry their mama. They want some chick that's going to hold a hand when they cry, fix them up. No, for real. Bring them that hot soup when they have a cold.
Right.
Nurture them. Just be like a mom, except for not the mom, and you can have sex with them. And they'll pay your bills. I mean, like, that's hard to pass up.
I understand. But I think people look for familiarity, I think that's even if you're marrying someone within your age group, younger or older, you look for someone who's somewhat familiar to you. So, you know, if it's...
But I don't mean your mom and the familiarity. I mean that's willing to
really,
take care of you.
Gotcha. I mean really like a true mother
like
figure.
Like taking care of them, right? Like a true mother figure that's taking care of them.
Okay.
That you know, is coaching them through life, that's like answering questions for them that they haven't figured out yet. That, like, if you're both 19, 20, 25 starting out together, you're answering a lot of things, you're learning about things together. Whereas at 25 and 45, it's just a lot she already knows.
Yes, this is true. So you're tapping into that experience that's already out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not trying to figure it out together or trying to find out. Yeah, she's already has all the information there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fair enough, okay? A couple other points they talk about. Let's talk about myths, okay? Let's talk about myths with go along these relationships. Number one, they talk about he will leave the older woman for a younger woman down the road. They say that's a myth. Obviously, they're saying based on research, that's not really the case.
Well, I bet you Demi Moore would tell you that.
I have a hard time with that saying that's a myth because if you look at it, you know, you may be, let's say, for example, someone's 25-year-old guy, they're going to get with a 45-year-old woman, right? 45-year-old woman, she's kind of in midlife, okay, has probably further along in her career. Strong.
So at 45, you can still be pretty sexy. She's still looking.
No, I'm saying, but I'm saying she's established in her career by
right.
45. Okay, right? She's on a career path, presumably in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there were several advancements already. He's 25, recently out of school, just kind of starting his career. Okay, right? She still looks good. 45, they look good. Now advanced at 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. So now he's 45. He's in that midlife time. He's at the top of his career, but she's 65 now.
Mm-hmm.
She's looking at retirement. Okay, so it's a totally different level of career path the whole entire way. And each time is major mental thing that each one is focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
So that could definitely present a challenge to a relationship. So by the time they get to 45 and she's retirement, she's trying to settle down, and he's like, hey, let's go make it happen. He's like, well, I need someone who still wants to make it happen.
Right.
Could be.
I mean, I think another thing, I mean, one of the things in any relationship that you have to think about, are you and that other person going in the same direction?
Yes.
Or in a direction that's compatible with the other person? And I don't think it's impossible to make a 20-year gap work or a 10-year gap work, but it can be difficult because the values of different generations are different.
That's huge.
So, like, you and I are just, you know, you're a couple 3 years older than me.
Yeah, okay.
So I wouldn't call you an old guy yet, but
I'm a Generation Xer.
Right.
Generation X.
So we're from the same generation, so we have very similar values. We have very similar – we remember the Cosby Show together.
Yes.
We remember the Michael Jackson T-shirt together.
Yes.
We remember King Holiday becoming a holiday together. Like,
yes.
We have events. I mean, I remember watching the Challenger explode in
right.
the sky. Like,
exactly.
We remember those things, like, together.
Computers coming out.
Correct.
Internet coming out.
Well, wait a minute. I don't remember computers coming out. They were here. They were here. But I remember them. Right.
Video games coming out. No,
right.
Video games.
Like, we remember Pac-Man together.
Remember
Pac-Man. And so there's some similarities that we can fall back on that kind of give us peace with one another. Or
yes.
We can laugh about the same thing. Like, but for example, with the 19-year-old that wanted to date me, I was like, dude, you weren't even alive when I think I said something about either the Cosby Show or Furby or something out, like that was
Alf.
That was what it was. He was like,
I'm Alf.
Who's Alf? I was like, wow. And I talked about a show. I was like, oh, Charlie Daniels. He's like, oh, I heard of it. Yeah, the movies. I was like, oh, wow.
Even, even values, you know, the values, if you look at different ages, the values, things that they hold value, have changed over time from baby boomers, the Generation Xers, the Ys, millennials. You know, if you talk to millennials now, you know, I've dealt with some of them at work. They're coming on board now. You know, their philosophy of work is very different than my philosophy of work, mm-hmm. right? And mine is different than the baby boomers. You know, the baby boomers a lot were, earn money for the family, do whatever it takes. You know, you got to put one on the table, you got to work these hours. Hey, go ahead and do what you got to do. My generation, a little bit more, wait a minute, I don't have to work all these hours. What kind of flexible schedule can we have? Can we work from home? What kind of arrangement can we make? Because what? Time is equal to money. Both of them are equally important to me. I need to have a work-life balance. That word came out during the Generation X, the work-life balance at work, mm-hmm. right? Millennials, you know, we deserve everything. You know, I just started here my first week. I should be a manager within 6 months. You know,
right.
In general, I'm talking about generality now. You know, the idea of I've got to earn my way and pay my dues, that doesn't really necessarily apply in their mindset. Like, no, hey, I'm the new hotshot. I need to become a manager next 6 months. I'm the VP in the next year and a half. You know,
I mean, even right now at different workplaces. There's a theory that everyone is equal. When I first started work, there was a pyramid and somebody was at the top of it.
So was at the top of someone else.
So, and that carries through for relationships.
Yes.
Our era is kind of like, I think we were the first of Generation X's to kind of be like, after the women liberals and men and women can be sort of semi-equal.
Right.
Whereas the generation under us really feels like men and women are equal. Like,
yes.
They don't see, well, why can't she be a construction worker? And I'm not saying I disagree with that. I'm just saying it's a different mindset.
And
so in dating,
right.
There's a power structure,
yes.
right? And it's similar when folks are the same age, but when there's a 20-year gap, and maybe that's part of the draw. If you get with a woman that's 20 years older than you or 10 years older than you, and she can control the relationship, that may be good. Or it's very possible that he may say, just because I'm 25 doesn't mean I can't make decisions and I can direct where the family goes
right.
or where the relationship goes. But you guys have to be able to be on the same path.
Yes, there has to be a conversation and agreement, understand how that relationship's going to work.
The other thing is you've got to think about your own self-confidence. I mean, if you've got insecurities about, let's say, the way that you look or if someone laughs at you when you walk into a room,
yeah.
If you're coming in with gray hair and dudes come in, a bodybuilder's strapping with, you know, all teeth in place, all hair still strong,
right.
And you're going to be offended because someone laughs at you, this can't be something that you get into.
No. I tell you, in my opinion, you know, that woman is going to have to really be self-assured, comfortable, who she is.
But that's to the man, too. But that's to the man, too, because
I know there can be that, both sides,
mm-hmm.
the sense of, you know, that person looking for somebody who's going to be more like them. So from a woman's standpoint, he's looking for somebody who's going to be more fit, more attractive, more in his age group, you know, as time goes on. From the man's side, he could be thinking she's looking for a more mature. She gets tired of babysitting, quote-unquote babysitting the cub. She wants somebody now who can meet her on the same mindset, can help out financially.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be concerned about that. Hey, she's socializing with all these other powerful guys, other VPs and other powerful men who are established in their careers. Hey, they're looking at me funny, or you know, they can buy her things or have the income that I don't have yet. I'm just starting out. That you have to be self-assured that and who you are.
Absolutely.
So it comes from both sides.
Absolutely. And then it's also very important, and this is true of any relationship, is what you narrate, what story you tell other people about your relationship.
Yes.
You can't come in like, this is my girlfriend, Becky, and she's older, I know, but I love her. Like, I mean, like, you know,
right.
You don't have to defend it in that way. It's your normal, so
right.
Be your normal.
Right, you don't have to be someone defensive about it.
But we do, I still think you have to think future forward, because I still think, though, that let's say it's a 20-year gap, and at 45, you know, she's not, by the time she's 50, she for sure won't be able to have kids. At 25, he might not want them, but at 30, he will.
That's a huge one, the children's fact, because it's time-limiting, right? So, like you mentioned, he's 25, he's 44, even 35, right? Okay, but now 10 years, he's 35, she's 45. Oh, you may have missed that window.
Absolutely.
And, you again, like you said, the start relationship, I'm fine with not having kids. You know, we're fine just being amongst ourselves. Because life changes. You know, you start getting older, starts getting in the workforce, starts living a little bit. You know what? I do want to have put something I have put it into a child. I do want to have someone that to raise up and nurture and things of that nature. So you don't know exactly how you're going to feel all the time with that.
Right. And at the younger phase, you may say, I don't want kids anyway. That's
right.
Not important to me. But it may really be different when you start looking at, well, what's it all about? What's life all about? Like, so now that you're now at 30, 35, you're fully into your career, now what do you have to show for? Who are you going to leave all this stuff to?
Who am I going
to
leave all this stuff to? Absolutely.
The other thing to think about is, and this is true, again, of any relationship, but if you're dating someone considerably older than you, she may have children your age.
Absolutely.
So what's it look like when you and Sonny Boy show up together? Hey, stepdad, how
right,
are you?
Right, exactly.
And you're like 8 months apart.
Right. Oh, is this one of your buddies? No, this is my mom's boyfriend or something. You know, could be an awkward situation.
And I have just someone, I mean, in my personal life, it's no secret or whatever, but he dates a woman that's like 25, 30 years his senior, at least. And it has always been a topic of discussion.
Right.
It's just like, she's a senior citizen. Like, wow.
Right.
Like,
right.
What's going on here? Like, you're not hurting her at night, are you? Like, you know, and not to be funny with it, but we were just like, wow.
Right. And you got to be able to prepare for those reactions.
Right. Now, he's the kind of dude that's like, I don't care. Like,
so he's very comfortable in it.
He got no problem.
Short.
He only likes older women.
He don't care what nobody said, what they got to say.
You say he got no accusers. He don't care. So, but my point is, his confidence allows those relationships to work.
Yes.
Whereas if his confidence wasn't high, because people make jokes, oh, I saw your mom oops your wife earlier today.
Right.
I mean, she's got kids his age. I mean, it's a situation, seriously, but they've learned how to deal with it. And she, I think, feels really good to have snagged a younger man. You know what I mean?
Sure,
but it's just
sure.
One of those situations that they have to be strong in who they are because, you know, he was laughing with me the other day that when he goes places, people still think that's his mother.
Right.
And now more than ever because he's taking care of her at this stage of her life.
Right, right.
And it looks like a mom and a son. So that's a very interesting, you know, relationship.
Yes. And you have to deal with those things. You know, one of the other myths they talk about is it'll never last. Okay, that myth. But guess what? People are going to be telling you that. People are going to be telling you that until they hear the man and the woman. Hey, you know this relationship's not going to last. I know, hey, you're just going through something right now. So those verbiage can be coming out both sides to the man and the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be prepared to keep them out of your relationship and keep, you know, push those comments off of you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think what's important to know, though, is a lot of people don't know if any relationship's going to last. So, I mean, 50% of marriages end in divorce. So half the time it doesn't last. So I wouldn't let age stop me from being in a relationship. However, I think communication is key in any relationship, but especially where there's a big gap in age. And I'm not talking a 2 to 3 year gay age. I'm talking about 10 or above.
Right.
I mean, so
okay.
2 or 3 years, I mean, you really are like about the same age. It's not that kind of a big deal.
Right.
But past maybe about 5 years, 5, 10 years.
Because 10, guess what, you know, you know, that person already graduated from college before you even got to high school. You know, think
right.
about it. I mean, so they got a whole set separate different experiences from a time frame, you know, major life events, things they learned that one person has in their memory, the other person doesn't. I mean, it's a totally different situation where they're coming at that. It really is.
But communication is key. So sometimes in a relationship, if you're just dating and you
right.
don't intend for it to go long term, then be able to say that. Be able to say, man, you know, babe, I think you're beautiful, but I only see myself with you for like 250 or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that you said this up, but whatever the time frame may be.
Fair enough.
And I think a lot of times in relationships that are like, because there's something very thrilling about being with a woman that's older than you, that's more accomplished than you. And I'm sure something very thrilling about being with a man that's younger and sexier and vibrant.
Right.
You know, but you have to think about how long are you all going to do this and where is it going?
How long that thrill going to last?
Correct.
I think there is something to that, and I think the people, like you mentioned, do need to be honest. Hey, we just want to have some fun. We want to have a night-day relationship for a little bit. Hey, let's just enjoy it. Hey, so be it. You know, when I talk about 20 years down the line, what are you going to be like? What am I going to be like? We talk about now, the next 6 months, for the summertime. Hey, let's just enjoy one of those companies.
Well, I mean, people have to learn how to be in the moment.
Right.
And I think a lot of times relationships fail because they take just a fun dating situation into, like, we could make it work. We could be married. We could, you know, you'll take care of me when I'm 80 and you're 60. I mean, and
right.
Sometimes
whoa,
people aren't there.
Right.
You know?
Well, then, you know, once you become intimate, sexual activity comes in it, that changes that type versus when they're dating. And then also, then what if somebody gets pregnant? You know, so all these things come into place. And now, when you were just in a regular dating situation, now you're in a situation where you'd be long-term interacting together, long-term connected to one another, where it really wasn't planned to be as that.
Absolutely.
So you have to watch out for that.
You also have to be careful that in any relationship, but especially relationships where there's an age gap, that you're not using the other person as a status symbol or a trophy.
Okay.
And some people don't care if you use them as a status symbol. They consider that, you know, a good thing.
Right.
But, you know, you've got to be careful that you're dating someone because you care about them and not because, well, all my friends will see that I'm with an older chick and they'll know that, you know, I've got status, or all my friends will see me driving a better car, or those kinds of things.
Is that a problem if you're just dating? You're not really getting a service for that? Hey, you know, we're just dating. Hey, yeah.
I think people don't want to be used.
I'm not saying that person doesn't like the person, or doesn't, but not into the person. But yeah, I feel the person. Yeah, I feel good dating this other woman because it makes me look good.
No, but if you're just dating someone because they're a status symbol, but the other person feels like it's a serious commitment.
Well, I'm not saying there's a difference there. I'm saying we both know it's just casual. Okay, we're not talking about serious commitment. We're just strictly dating. And one of your reasons why you're dating this person is because they make you look good. They're a good status symbol for you.
Well, I mean, to me, that's a separate show, but I don't think most people even know how to do casual dating even when they say they do.
Okay.
And so I feel like even if a female tells you or a male tells you, hey, I'm just basically having sex with you and dating you because it looks good, and the other person goes along with it, somebody's going to get hurt in that scenario.
Okay. Fair enough,
so
fair
if someone
enough.
Says, you're really pretty, and I just want to wear you like a pair of shoes. I mean, how do you have that conversation? Because that's about what you're telling me, right?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, so I feel like people have the conversation, but I feel like only one party is usually being honest in those situations.
Okay.
Because I've seen thousands of couples who say, well, he did tell me that we were just dating, but after we start having sex, I caught some feelings, and now I don't know where to go with it. So I don't know that people know how to have casual relationships. I don't know that casual sex can happen for both parties. They're like, oh, it's just casual.
Right.
In general, somebody gets serious.
That probably is a good time for another show, for sure.
Yeah.
Into that more detail.
Yeah.
Okay.
More myths?
Yeah, another myth is that the woman is a seducer. They found out almost in all the situations, they had 200 cases they checked, the man was always the one who initiated contact with the older woman. So just a myth that the woman seduces, you know, the cougar preying on the cubs. They found, and most of the time, that's not the case, where the man is the one who's actually pursuing the older woman. So
I don't know. Maybe I should do some research of my own. I think it goes both ways. You
think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But I do know that women do like to be pursued, but I also feel like there's a fair amount of older women that want to pursue, and they enjoy the chase as well. I mean, I don't know about their study. I didn't do their study. So if they're saying that out of 200 cases, everybody was pursued by the guy, okay.
Right. Just their sample data that they chose over there. Okay. That's kind of what we had here from that article. So, you know, I feel like, you know, the older woman, younger man has some extra challenges than, you know, our relationship, your dating, marriage, has its own challenges in and of itself. But the older woman, younger man does have some extra things. We talked about those, handling people's views of it, the childbearing situation, okay, with different ages on that, and also the different mindsets that people have at the different ages. So extra challenges that you guys are going to have to address if you want to be in that type of relationship.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest things to make any relationship work, but especially a relationship where there's a big age difference, is I can't stress enough communication, being present, being in the moment and talking about where we are now, but also where we're heading, and are we still on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
Not having expectations of something bigger than the relationship may be, but also not minimizing the relationship just because you might feel like, or others may feel like, it may not work. Having strong confidence, and that's true of being with anybody. You've got to be tough enough to be with that person and be okay with it. But also when there's an age difference that people can visibly see, there are going to be looks, there are going to be stares, there's going to be comments, there's going to be laughing. And are you confident enough and secure enough in yourself to make sure that you don't let that seep into the way you think about the relationship and let it overshadow whatever good that's there in the relationship?
So I said, really try to think about that before you get that.
Absolutely. Really trying to think about that. And sometimes people think with their body parts are not with their head.
Right.
So making sure that you're making some decisions when you get into a relationship based on fact and not fiction.
Absolutely. Well, folks, have a great week and enjoy your day.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.